this week also, the main point that we want to get to is to a very, very fascinating shiddush again of the Tzaddik HaKohen of Lublin. But as usual, as you see, the Tzaddik is, we have here, which is the fourth item from Tzitzkes HaTzaddik. It's not a very large piece at all. As a matter of fact, it's written also very, very bekitzer. And I believe maybe to get a little bit into the mood, first of all, of what Rav Tzaddik wants to say, decided that maybe it's kedai to be magdim a little bit. We have the first item is a little piece of Nesiv Sholem, which is part of a lengthy essay. So we have a chelik. And we'll have a little bit of idea about the avodah of the Ovis HaKdoshim. And we'll have a little bit of an understanding. Bechlau, when we think about married life and the husband and wife relationships, and we think about Ovis HaKdoshim, of course, Kodesh Baruch Hu has instituted in the Bria how the generations are perpetuated, and yet we have to realize that the Avoida and the Inyan of the Hanhog of the Ovis HaKdoshim are Bechlau on a totally different level, which means when the Ovis did exactly the same thing that we are doing, they're not really doing the exact same thing. For starters, to have a little idea, let's take a look at the Nesivos Sholem. And we'll see it gets more fascinating later when we come to the words of Rav Tzaddik. Nesivos Sholem is on the Posik, Vayosef Avrom, Vayikach Isha Shema Keturah, as we know. From Avinu we married, Vatelet Lo Yezimron, Bet Yokshon. And Nesivos Sholem points out a number of kashas, very basic kashas. He says, Hinei Parshazu, this Tuna Beer, this parsha needs to be explained. The Shema Hoy Avrom Torah was there. First of all, what was the whole point? Why did he take a second wife for? Hari Kvarom Alay Kodesh Baruch, Kodesh Baruch clearly told him, Ki B'Yitzchok Yikar L'Chazorah. So it's very clear that any children, right, that will be born through the second marriage by marrying Hagar, certainly that they will not represent his legacy at all. So what's the point? What type of a family was he trying to build by marrying Hagar? Hanabi Yitzchok L'Vadoi. To be Miuchad, especially Farish. It says later, it says, V'levnei ha-pilakshim ha-shel Avrom, Noten Avrom ha-tonois, V'yishalchem el Yitzchok benoi. And the Targum Yonsef Nezil says, V'tarchinun me'ilu Yitzchok, Haine shigirish oisom. In other words, he drove them away. The children, the B'nei Pilakshim, in fact, the children that he had from the Pilakshim, he didn't keep them all together. If he didn't keep them all together, what was the point of having them being born? One can assume, if there was an Inyan, he wanted to raise it, maybe be mashpi on it, stay with him, be mamshich, somewhat of the derech of Avraham Avinu, there would be a point. But Lamaisik, very clearly, he sent them away. Tarachinum, by the way, is the Aram Mishaloshin of Gerishin, divorce. No? So, Ibazovil, the Soiv Gerishon, Mashemah, Yetzorah, Zoytim, Ketchilah. So, what was the point in marrying them in the beginning? He brings something else. By the way, I cut out the Haskol of the Medrash because budget to save time just to get to the point. The Medrash actually defines the first capital until Amashu Isha Sholoch, right? The Derech Hashoyim, that this is referring to different aspects of the miles of Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu was a person who did not sit by Moshe Leitzim. Avraham Avinu was a person that the Derech Hatoyim Loyomot. All of the milas that's mentioned in that capital, Chazal points out in various different aspects of Avraham Avinu's life, how it's referring to Avraham Avinu. So, for example, Moshe Leitzim, Yoshav, Zavimelech. Avimelech Chazal defined as being a Moshe Leitzim. Why is not the point over here? There's a whole Shemuz, by the way, from Chaim Shmulevich who discusses this. But suffice it to say, the Medrash brings Shenemar, Hineyarati, Lefanecho, and so on and so forth. Avraham Avinu says no. He didn't take him up by the offer. Why not? Avimelech says, Hineyarati, Lefanecho. Why not? Moshe Leitzim. Avraham Avinu does not want to dwell among people like Avimelech. Fine. Umin Avraham Meshevis Imoi Ve'oz Avoysa Mitin Shoyshu Meshav Leitzim. Val Derech Zeh Doi Rishom Skol Apotik Al Avraham Ad V'chol HaShayati Yatsliach. If you say Tillim, you know that the capital right goes on till V'chol HaShayati Yatsliach. What is that referring to? That's Locha. Whatever he will do, he will be Matsliach. Very, very hafla that fell incredible. Elu B'nei Keturah. Was that Avraham Avinu's success? But kind of a margin that says this is a barometer to measure Avraham Avinu's success. Right? We were given a survey, right, to say, what would you think in Avraham Avinu's life? You know, he lived to be 175 years old. You know, what was the success of life? I don't think anybody would pick B'nai Keturah. And here Chazal say, "Bechol Hashiyatzei Latzliach." That's Bnei Keturah. What kind of Atzlocha do we find here? And Valoy Bemem Shechah Medrash Nehmer. As a matter of fact, in the Sivshon points out Bnei Keturah. You know what kind of chevra these were? He says the Medrash itself, as a matter of fact, tells us a little bit about them. Zimron, you know what they're called? Zimron. Shoy Mizamron Avid Azorah. All right, so that's one strike. Yokshon. They used to beat the drums of the Zohar. This one sang of the Zohar. This one played musical instruments of the Zohar. They were connected very strongly to the Zohar. Well, that's a ma'apotik in Bechlau. He says the potik yesh le'dagdek. They say another thing, he said. When it talks about the marriage, when Avraham Avinu takes Keturah, it says, Vayikach isho ushmo Keturah. Question is, Madaik is, why is the word loy omitted? After all, we find, right, the way we find it, as we find the potik says, loyel gabesora v'ikach Avram v'noche lohem noshim, right? It says lohem. The chen sorach beer also when the potik says v'ikach isho, right? And then later on it says, oh, how long it says levnei plakshim? It says plakshim. It says chosar yud without a yud. Plakshim, plakshem. Right? So what was it? Was it an isha? Was it a pelegish? So what was Keturah? Was she a regular wife? Was she pelegish? Many, many difficulties we find here in the Pesuk. The Yisoy says in the Siva Sholem is as follows. And this, as we say, is going to be Hagdoma as a stepping stone to have a better understanding in the Shtikl Rav Tzadik that we're going to look at soon. And he brings to Besefer Sifsei Koin Al HaTayr. It's something that we discussed many times by Shalashid, as we mentioned in the morning shiur many times. The Shach Al HaTayr, not to be confused, you know, with the Shach, you know, on Yeridaya and on Chesh HaMishpit. When you talk about Shach and Taz, both were great people, and they lived about Kemat in the same time, the same Tekufa, talking about 4 centuries ago. And the Sifsei Koin, as opposed to the Shach Al on Yeridaya, his name was Ibshapsi Koin. What was his name? Ibshapsi Koin. And this one, his name was Remarcha Koin. And the Shach Al HaTorah was a Talmud of the Arizal. In other words, his Rebbe was a direct Talmud of the Arizal. So many, many of his writings are directly things that come from the Arizal. Straightforward. That he heard from his Rebbe was the Talmud of the Arizal. As he points out, the Talmud, Gurei hu Arizal. Gurei are the young cubs. You know, Ari is the lion. And the Talmidim are the cubs. Gurei like Gurar Yehudi. It's a common phrase. Talmud, Gurei Arizal. Mavar Yinyan says the Shach Al HaTorah. Shelokach Avram is Keturah. Avram Avinu takes Keturah. Shehu kedei lahoitzi shar haklipois lechutz. The idea is any of the impurities that exist in the body. One can imagine that after the chait of the Eitz Hadas of Adam HaRishon, so even a person, right, as great and as high on the level as Avram Avinu, but there always is a taruv as a toiv barah. The avoda is to purify one's body and one's neshama, to separate and to get rid of all of the impurities. How does one do that? Or at least, what is one of the ways that one is able to get rid of the physical and spiritual impurities of the body? So the Shach Al HaTorah, Avraham Avinu marries Keturah, Shukadei Lohoitzi Shar HaKlipois Lechutz, in order to remove. Klipois are referring to the impurities, that's the inedible portion, right? Look out of the fruit. Because of all that, the Ber Moshe says, "Sha'av shezeh hoya gam inyan leidas Yishmoel." He says, even though that was also the purpose of giving birth to Yishmoel, in other words, Avraham Avinu gave out all of his impurities, went into Yishmoel. Yishmoel, right, who was the progeny, who was the next generation. Avraham Avinu actually got rid of his impurities and put it into Yishmoel. So if you wanted to find Yishmoel, Yishmoel actually is the psoilus of Avraham Avinu. The psoilus of Avraham Avinu went into Yishmoel. So points out the Ber Moshe. But the Shach Al HaTorah talks about that Avraham Avinu did this also by marrying Keturah. So why do you have to have? Why do you have to have two avenues? So then Siva Shalom suggests, and he says that, okay, no, yes, ayois, in Yonash Avraham Avinu, who be based the Boran, being that the Avoid, as you know, what is the Derech Avoid of Avraham Avinu? Avraham Avinu focuses on two areas. Number one is Midas HaChesed V'Ahava, and there's Midas HaEmuna. There are two primary tafkidim or missions of Avraham Avinu's life. We always know Avraham Avinu, he was the one who taught the world the whole concept of Achdus Hashem, before Avraham Avinu there's no such thing, as the Rambam points out. Avraham Avinu is the paradigm of Amunah. Avraham Avinu is also the paradigm of Midas HaChesed, as we know, the Achnas HaSorach and the whole parashim parashim of Vayera. So it says in the Sivi Sholem, is Azoi. On the one hand, he needed Yishmoel Shenoilad Mahogar. That accomplished to remove the impurities of Midas HaChesed Yahava. Because you realize Chesed and Ahava can be pure and impure as well. You know, not every time is Chesed. Chesed actually is a force. Chesed is an energy. Chesed can be in a positive way, but Chesed can also be in a very negative way, to the point that Chesed is the direct opposite of Kedusha. You might remember one of the expressions that the Torah uses in the Parsha of Arayis. Right, when somebody chesed hu, that is the chesed on the negative side. From Avinu, who is midas chesed, wanted to ensure that his midas chesed is totally, completely pure. Where did he get rid of the negative side of chesed? He put that into Yishmoel. That was ideal. To get rid of the impurities, midas chesed v'ahava. Shavrom hichnis es kol ha-sigim. Sigim are the impurities. Ho'elu b'yishmoel. U'kumoy de'omru chazal al yishmoel. Chazal say on yishmoel. She'kol atzmoy shel yishmoel kosher l'loisino. That's the metzius of yishmoel. Yishmoel is ashtik l'loisino. That's what it is. That's what yishmoel is. Which that is chesed, right? That is chesed, taiva, lust, ahava. But it is in a bad way. It is in a negative way. That what he achieved by being Megarish Yishmoel, as we find later, Avraham Avinu's Megarish Yishmoel, because that was Hifrid HaSigim, that's how he accomplished completely, totally disassociate himself, by getting rid of the impurities in Midas HaChesed V'Ahava. Kedei Shiyisharu HaChesed V'Ahava Shaloi, his own Chesed and Ahava now, will remain Tohoirim B'Loi Taruva Sigim, without any right mixture of any impurities. That's on the level of purifying his Midas HaChesed V'Ahava. In order to purify Midas HaChesed V'Ahava, he needed Yishmoel in order to be able to impart, right? Impart and to give into Yishmoel all of the impurities regarding Chesed V'Ahava. Regarding Emunah is the same thing. Emunah is a philosophy. Philosophy has many, many avenues, many, many dangers in philosophy. One can be a Ma'amin somewhat and yet have Pigomim. Various deficiencies in his Emunah. You have to get rid of the impurities in the level of Emunah as well. How do you take care of that? The psoilus in Emunah. So, benoisef lozeho yegam inyan b'nei Keturah. That's now the children of Keturah, the sons of Keturah. L'zachech es midoso, in order to purify his midah ikris. What is Avraham Avinu's main midah? Yeah, the Torah talks about his chesed, his achnos esorchem. But Avraham Avinu, what he stands for, as we know, mainly, stands for Amunah. That's what Avraham stands for. And that is, he was the Rosh L'chol HaMaminah V'Hefitz Amunah B'Olam. And he disseminated Amunah in the world. Shegam B'Amunah Yesh B'Chinat Sigim. He says, that in Amunah also there is impurity. Do not think that Amunah automatically, right, is something that you're safe. It depends what you believe in. K'moy Amunah Tiflis K'dayim. So for Yitzorach L'Hafiz Asigim Amunah, you also had to remove impurities in the area of Amunah, says the Nesiva Sholem. So now, if Avraham Avinu, the more pure Avraham Avinu is, then he's able to give to Yitzchak, right, a more pure emunah that Avraham Avinu represents into Yitzchak. He will give Yitzchak a totally and completely a pure emunah, because before he gives birth to Yitzchak, he gets rid of all of his impurities through the B'nai Keturah, and he gets rid of it through Yishmoel. So if he's able to be manchil to Yitzchak, koyach emunah tohoira b'loy tariv esugin, he says. In order to give birth, the loss is Bohem is called Asigim Shel Amunah. So the impurities of Amunah that went into the B'nai Keturah. Bohem, as it says, Shekol Shemoy Seim Al Shem Avodotam Avodizor. What's Avodizor? That's deficiency in Amunah. So clearly we see the identification of B'nai Keturah is regarding Avodizor. So Rav Mavinu, who is the Reish L'Chalam Aminim, wants to get rid of any taruvis of any pegam in Amunah. Any of the impurities in the midah of Amunah, that he gets rid by injecting it or imparting it into the B'nai Keturah. Any of the impurities regarding the Midas Ahavas HaChesed, that he gets rid of by putting it into Yishmoel. That's another parasha, maybe for another time, to talk about the so-called Midas HaChesed and Ahava that Yishmoel represents. There's a lot of Mekreiris, also Maralim as well, other Mefarshim, that this is misguided chesed and ahava in a destructive way. But in a kuponim, but this is the sources that we see here, that this was Yishmor, the midas chesed v'ahava, the negative and the impure level and direction of chesed ahava that went into Yishmor. And he says, v'hakol hoya, the purpose was kedei she'achriken yigarshen. Now we understand why he wanted to be megarish. And the whole purpose of bringing them into the world was to be able to impart into them, to inject into them, to rid himself of the impurities. Now once it's injected, you megarish them, you separate, you disassociate from them. They completely remain pure. He says, that was the purpose, that she'achrik and yigarishim yachvid hasigim amunah, v'od yanachil yitzchok uluzare zer avram oyhavoy, then he'll be able to be manachil, to be meirish, a pure emunah tahira misigim, which is pure from any impurities. So now he says very wonderfully, he says in Siva Shalom Vapizem Yushev Hetev, Madua loik Siva Yikach loy Isha. You know why? He didn't take a wife because he wanted a wife. I can't. He took a wife because there was a mission here. Adrabi, he took a wife for the purpose was to be able to get rid of any of the impurities that he had within himself. So she was a vehicle of being able to build his own shleimus. Not that a wife, that he needed her as a wife. He says, Shaloi hoya le kuchenelo bishviloi, makede lo hoya le memenabonim lahachnis behemoth kolatikim shalamuna. Maburinam, and now we can understand also Stira's apsukim. Now it's also friend for the Stira. What was she, a wife or was she a plegish? She was legally a wife, but the purpose of having her was Petarius plegish. The purpose not to have her as a wife. The purpose was because he had a mission. There was a mission that he had to accomplish and achieve, as he points out. Which was she? She bemis lo kol isha. Achamatora hoisa le pilegish. What he did was he took her as a wife, but the purpose was not to have her as a wife. The purpose was ultimately to be a pilegish. She pilegish netrekim, because what is the what's your tavis of pilegish? We break down the word pilegish, it's plag isha. Right? Haine shahamatora hoisa rag ba'avur plag isha. It was only for half. That he was not willing to have her as a wife because he wants to live with her. He needs another wife, or he needs to raise another family. It's plagisho. The idea was kedei shiuloi memenu bonim sheyitlu, they should remove as kol asigim shelamuna, all of the impurities and deficiencies in amuna. Behindu that kodesh baruch, as we know, boros oylam ba'oifim shebechol dover yesh taruv esugim. It's not shy. Kodesh baruch, when he created the world, that there are impurities in the world. And the hayoit, and since your emunah tzricheliyus tohira, emunah has to be something which is pure. You know, it's like kashrus. You know, something that's 90% kosher is 100% not kosher. The idea is, if you have 90% emunah, it's 100% no emunah. Emunah has to be pure, because if it's a deficiency, then you're lacking in the yisoides of emunah. But also shi'ibot zigim. Alkein hoya Avram Ovinu, therefore Avram Tzorek Lebnei Turek Deshivaru Esige Lemun. What we see very simply is, here we have a situation. Avram Ovinu gets married, Avram takes a wife, but we see that there is a whole Moyerige Ruchnizige function here. We just mamish don't understand it, but from our vantage point, Avram Ovinu gets married, and the idea is he gets married and he has children, but the purpose is, again, this is an avoider to separate. The taruv is a toy bara, and this is an oifen, doing the exact same pool as everybody else would do, but by him, it actually accomplishes a tremendous, tremendous refinement of neshama and guf. When Mavino becomes refined, because the impurities, his avoided of doing what he had to do, in the madrega of Avraham Avinu, he's able to get rid of all of his psoilus, all of his impurities, through this marriage. Understanding this, we come to something incredible, actually. Not saying the same thing, but with this type of a hashkofa, with this type of idea, this type of a background, this becomes a springboard to understand Reb Tzadik. I actually brought down, as you see, we're starting with two gemaras, because Reb Tzadik just mentioned the Beremiza. He would not even have an idea what he means. So we have these two gemaras. I'd say this is a very, very incredible thing, and this is something which is fit for Reb Tzadik in his way. It's just interesting to mention that the Tzaddik is in the pre-Tzaddik in Parshas Bereishis, there's a whole section which he talks about Kedusha Shabbos. It's a Meiridiga section. It's not easy learning at all. And since a number of years ago, it had been reprinted. That section alone, the section on Kedusha Shabbos, a better print, a larger print, a little bit some Horus on the bottom, some Hagoyis, a little bit more Maram Mekoyimis, and so on and so forth. But it is said that Reb Tzadik, you know, when Tzadik moved to Lublin, you know, in the second half of the 1800s, you know, the Rav of Lublin, Tzadik was not the Rav there, he moved in as a private citizen, and the Rav of Lublin was a Goyin Otsum, his name was Reberish Ashkenazi. Reberish Ashkenazi wrote a sefer called Noida Bishorim. I have a copy of that sefer in my library, and he was a great Goyin, and he was a very strong Misnagid, a very strong Misnagid. And the Bechlal, he was misnagid to the Derech of the Ishbitzer, who was the Rebbe of Reb Tzadik. And the once it is said that Reb Tzadik was once Malava, his Rebbe, the Ishbitzer, and he sort of supported his Rebbe. And it said that Reb Derech once asked him, he says, I don't understand how a great person like you, Reb Tzadik, a great Goyim like you are, such a great Baal Kishrim, such a great Baal Machshava, the great Talmud Chochem, how you mevatel yourself to Ishbitzer? How you mevatel yourself to Ishbitzer? You're greater Talmud Chochem than he is. And Reb Tzadik answered, he says, how do you know? How do you know I'm a greater Talmud Chochem than Ishbitzer? Who told you? Reb Berry says, I once heard you, Reb Tzadik, say a tremendous pilpul, which I know Ishbitzer can't say. And Ishbitzer never said a pilpul like that. And Ishbitzer says, shtik lech toire. He says, nowhere is the Torah of the Ishbitzer, which is quite simple Divrei Torah. Nowhere does it compare to the kind of pilpul, tremendous pilpul that you, Reb Tzadik, are saying. So you're greater Talmud Chochem than him. Reb Tzadik answered and he says, that's no raya at all. He says, why? He says, Shemildi and Shas, he says, Mora says many times, Abaye v'rovet omrut harvayu, right? Abaye v'rovet, who amaroyim, said such and such. There's a one-liner in the Gemara, right? Many times, all over Shas. Abaye v'rovet omrut harvayu. The Abaye v'rovet said one line. On that one line, he says, there is from Reb Yonison Eibshitz a pilpul of 6 pages. So who's a bigger Talmud Chochem, Reb Yonison who said 6 pages of pilpul, or Abaye v'rovet that said a one-liner? The Ishbitzer says a one-liner, it says, is much more, it says, than all my pilpul. That's the koyach of the Ishbitzer. That's what Reb Tzadik saw. This was the godless of Reb Tzadik, to be able to recognize godless where not everyone was able to see it. And of course, that's how we became, of course, a devoted Talmud of the Ishbitzer. Okay, let's take a look here. Reb Tzadik introduces us, first of all, to a Gemara. We start here on top of the page, number 2. It's a fascinating Gemara in its own right, just the Gemara itself, if you take a look at the Gemara itself. And let's take a look at the 2 Gemaras. First of all, we have the Gemara says, "Vom Rab Yirmiyah ben Elozer, kol oisen hashonim shoy odom rishon benidui." All of the year that odom rishon was in cheirim, Rashi says, after the chait of the Eitz Hadas, odom rishon was put in cheirim. Hoylid ruchim v'sheidin v'lilin. So he's actually moylid. Odom rishon gave birth to demons and all types of mazikin. Odom rishon gave birth to all types of mazikin. Shinema, because the Potik says, Vayechi Odom Shloishim Umatshon, Odom Rishon lived 130 years. He's talking about after the Chait. The next 130 years, it says, Vayoyled B'dmusa B'tzalmoy. Now, after 130 years, right, he gave birth normal, like a normal child. Mechalal, Adoidne Lab K'tzalmoy. It's mashman that up to that point, in other words, the first 130 years, anything that he gave birth to, so if they're not Kidmusa Kitsalmoy, Zamishka mentioned Khatsiras, what are they? Tamashaidim, Ruchim, and so on and so forth. So Gemara says Mesve, or Meiroimer, or the Marishan Chosid Godloy. So Gemara. Or the Marishan was a Chosid Godl. Kim Shirosh Niknesa Misa al Yodoy. When the Marishan saw that he was Nigzat to Misa, so began a process of tshuva. Yoshiv Batainis Meir Shloishim Shonah. He fasted 130 years. Upirish Minoisha Meish Lashim Shana. He didn't have a wife to have children. He separated himself from his wife for 130 years as well. In addition to that, Vehelo Zarze Peinim al Besaroi. What he did was he girdled himself with prickly branches. You know, it should stick him. You should feel pain. You should suffer. Like Tanesim and Segufim. All to be mechaper for the chait. No. So if he did that for the next 130 years, how are you telling me that he gave birth to Shadim, Ruchim, Velilim? He didn't have a wife. He didn't have a wife. So Gemara says, listen to what Gemara says. Ki komrinen ahai b'shichva zera duhu leyonsei. In other words, without a wife. He was Moitzi Sheikh Vazir Bo'enis. Hear what Chazal is saying. In the 130 years, they didn't have a wife. But from Zerah, that goes Levatola, right? We're talking about Zerah Levatola. From Zerah Levatola, there are Nishamas. There are Nishamas in there. There are Nishamas, there are Nefashas in there. Except these Nishamas never had an opportunity to go into a guf. But there are Nishamas there. There's certain tefillahs, you know, with the beginning of the Nishamas, Vashuka, it is Kidua. And therefore, the Gemara tells this was Leyansoy. So it's an amazing thing. This is Gemara number one. And what you're going to see now, I mean, again, you know, the Ritzadik, you know, whose originality in Machshava is Mamish is astounding. So he brings to this Gemara, he brings another Gemara. I say he brings it, you'll see it brimiz it. But you'll see later, now that we have the Gemaras, you'll see how he brings it. But now he brings it on down to a similar Gemara. Let's take a look at the next Gemara. Look at the next Gemara. Very, very fascinating. This is a Gemara on Shabbos, Kuf Chav Zayin. Ton Rabona. Masa Bechosir Echot. Listen to this Maisa. There's a Maisa Bechosir Echot, says the Gemara. Shepoda Riva Achas Bat Yisrael. Pigeon Shvoyim. Was a Chosir Echot who was paid to be redeemed. This woman was had, this young girl was held in captivity, and he was paid to her. Well, the Molon, when it came time, right, to retire at night, so Shkiva Takas Maragloisa. So he put her next to his feet. Lamochar, the next morning, Yorad Vitovo, he went to the mikveh, right? Vishonu Talmidot, and he gave the shear to his Talmidim. Vomalan, he said, I want to ask you a question. Vishor Shehishkaftio Taches Margaloisai Bemech Chashdituni. What was going through your mind when you saw that I'm taking this young girl and I'm having her sleep right next to me, next to my feet? What was going through your mind? Omarnus, said the Talmidim, Shema Yeshbonu Talmud Sheina Boduk, the Rebbe. No, we said, the reason that you took the girl to sleep next to you, because maybe one of us Talmidim is someone that you are not sure in the strength of his character, you know, in the yeshiva, so we can put in the boys' dormitory. I mean, you know, so Mamela, so therefore, you took her to yourself. Fine. Vishoy Sheyarada Tiva Tavalti. You know, when you go to the mikveh for Tvila, that's usually Tvila Ezra. So when you saw in the morning, I'm going to the mikveh, that should be an indication that something happened the night before. What was going through your mind? Bishah Shiradati Vitavalti Bamechash the Tuni, right? What were you chashed me? Right? Omarnu Shema Mipnetoirach Aderach Irikeri Lerebbe. Here it is. He thought that maybe you had this situation. You had a re of carry. But not Chazishon that you did something. You didn't. You committed an Avera. Omolahem said this Chosid Godel. By the way, Rashi tells us that this Chosid Godel was with Yehuda ben Bava, the greatest Tanoim of all time. So he said, "Wavoid, I swear, kachoyo, va'atem kishem shidantuni lekavzchus hamokem yodin eschem lekavzchus." So in the same way that you were done me lekavzchus, HaKadosh Baruch should be done lekavzchus. Two gemaras here. So Rabbeisai, Reb Tzadik observes, before we go to Reb Tzadik, so I want to tell you first that we should appreciate it, okay? Listen to this. I mean, listen here how Reb Tzadik looks at these two gemaras. First of all, it brings these are two different areas. First of all, Reb Tzadik observes, what is the Tzad HaShava? What do you see? What is the common denominator? What is the Tzad HaShava that you see found these both gemaras? First of all, there's something incredible. Reb Tzadik observes that the Tzad HaShava in these gemaras is that the gemara emphasizes we are dealing with Hasidim, not some people. I mean, this is a mice, if you take away, you know, you wouldn't say this is Meredufin Hasidim here. Or the Marishan, the Gemara starts out to say, Chosid Godel Hoya, the Gemara makes that point, emphasizes, we're talking about Nishtam mention. When the Gemara says Chosid, the Gemara means Chosid, like Chazal know what a Chosid means. Right? And the second mice that happened also was a Chosid. Also, mice of a Chosid Godel. And both saw carry. Difference is that the first one saw carry, right? The first one saw carry 130 years, not the Mauritian. He was the Moilid, Shadim, Ruchim, right, and so on, and Ruchais. And the other one saw one night. But both were Hasidim. So what is the point here? What do we see from this Gemara? How do we understand this Gemara? Let me just tell you before, and then we'll appreciate, because Sadiq, again, weaves his way through just sort of in riddles. Sadiq basically posits the following Yesoid. There's a difference, first of all, between a tzaddik and a chosid. What is the difference between a tzaddik and a chosid? Not such a big chiddush, that part. A tzaddik basically is someone who conducts himself according to the Shulchan Aruch very clearly. Right? He does according to the Shulchan Aruch. Does not do lifnim mishurat hadin. He's a tzaddik. He does exactly what the Shulchan Aruch says. No more, no less. That's a tzaddik. Tzaddik is a person who follows the Shulchan Aruch. Right? Doesn't go beyond it. It's chayvet. Doesn't go beyond the requirement. He says a tzaddik who basically is a person who goes and conducts himself according to the din. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is noig with a midah keneged midah. What does that mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes also sure lo yu'una letzadik kol oven. Same with that, he does nothing wrong. He doesn't go anywhere against the din. HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo yu'una letzadik kol oven. HaKadosh Baruch Hu taka protects him. That the tzadik should not do any averus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not please bring mechsholim to his path. And basically the idea is, it should be halachadik. A tzaddik is a person who fears, who conducts himself halachadik. That's a tzaddik. So in the same way, midah keneged midah, you do things halachadik, but Baruch Hu says, I also will make sure not to bring thing across your path. I mean, you have a bechira, of course, but I at least will not be machshul you. I'm not bringing to a situation that you'll do things against halachadik. A chosid, on the other hand, is a person who is oyved Hashem lifnim mishur hadin. He goes beyond the halacha. Listen to this now. I mean, this is a major thing. The chosid says the Kodesh Baruch Hu outside the framework of halacha. So here comes the punchline. Says Reb Tzodik, so midah keneged midah, Kodesh Baruch Hu is noeg with him the same way. How? Reb Tzodik creates an idea, invents an idea. In the same way that the chosid serves Hashem outside the framework of halacha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him the opportunity to bring out Kedusha even from such elements in the world which are not compatible with pure halacha. The chosid has the opportunity to bring out Kedusha from elements which are not always compatible with halacha. Because the chosid, by definition, does things beyond halacha. But he does it in a positive way, beyond halacha. Right? He goes with Nimishua Sadim. So the chosid, who is an Oyved Hashem outside of the framework of halacha, because that's the definition of a chosid. So Kodesh Baruch Hu gives him the opportunity to extract Kedusha, gives him the opportunity to find Kedusha, to reveal Kedusha, even from such lowly elements which are not compatible in halacha. In other words, obviously, as soon as we talk about this, we're clearly dealing with a very sensitive subject, which is not shaykh b'chlal to the average person. It's not shaykh to the average person. In other words, the klal is, as Reb Tzodik points out, subtly, that in our universe, in our bria, there are sparks of kedusha, which is known as nitzutzei kedusha, which are trapped in illegal elements. There are sparks of kedusha all over the place. And these sparks of kedusha are trapped in illegal elements, which means there exists deep kedusha that gets sparks confined and trapped in the lowest of places. The Tzaddik says as follows, that the average person who possesses powerful Yetzer Haras, average people, possess powerful Yetzer Haras, are not permitted to touch those areas and elements, because they would only cause a churban. However, says Reb Tzaddik, there are a few Yechidei Segula who have succeeded in elevating and transforming their physicality to a higher level, that they are able to go into those lowliest of places in order to bring out and redeem those parts of Kedusha. Says Reb Tzodik, these chassidim that Chazal are talking about, these chassidim, who are higher than tzaddikim, because a chosid is more than a tzaddik, these chassidim are higher than tzaddikim and have personally freed themselves from their own human animalistic instincts. These chassidim, these higher neshamas who serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu beyond halacha, they are chassidim, beyond the legal. To them, says Reb Tzodik, and only to them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says, will allow the opportunity to reveal and uncover, he says, godliness in illegal places. Reb Tzodik Amir de Gezach, the word carry is the same word as yokar. To bring out yokar, you can bring out treasure which has been hidden, like you find, like you have to, like this buried treasure, right? Buried treasure deep down in the ground, and you have to reveal it, you have to uncover it. There are sparks of Kedusha buried, he says, in the depths and it plummeted to the lowliest areas of Tumah. But in spite of all of the surroundings of Tumah, there is yoker to be found. There's treasure to be found. But you have to be able to reveal it. You have to be able to uncover it. So Kerry says, the tzaddik is always this yoker, because sometimes we can discover, he says, extremely, he says, holy neshamas, he says, these are even greater neshamas. You ever tzaddik, so look at this. The neshamas that are trapped are even greater. The neshamas that are trapped, because the mekoymas of Tumah try to capture, so to speak, the biggest and the greatest fish as possible. That's where they put their koyches over. So he says, you find extremely holy neshamas in Kedusha, in higher Kedusha, in the lowliest of places of Tumah. And these parts of Kedusha cannot be redeemed through the conventional legal methods. In order to redeem these parts of Kedusha, you have to be able to lower yourself into those areas of Tumah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu therefore orchestrated that these two great chassidim, or the Marishan on the one hand, Chassid Gadloya, and Reb Yehuda ben Bava, to be moitzi, as Reb Tzadok will say, to be moitzi yokor mizoyleil, which is a common lotion, which means to extract treasure from refuse. So therefore says the Arizal, that in fact that these neshamas that the Marishan redeemed through the method of carry throughout 130 years, were higher, says the Arizal, and deeper than all other neshamas, and therefore they needed a deeper spiritual force to redeem them. That's the side of the two chassidim who saw Keri. So Keri on the one hand is Tumah, but these chassidim davke, Kodesh Baruch orchestrated this situation because they, through this experience, will redeem sparks of Kedusha which will find themselves trapped and ensnared in such low areas. And only someone who is strong enough to be able to go in and not to be hurt, to be able to come out unscathed, have to be great, great chassidim. And the chassid, by going outside of the framework of halacha in his avodas Hashem, Kodesh Baruch Hu also allows him, right, to go beyond the legal, to go beyond the legal, in order to be able to redeem trapped sparks of kedusha. With this understanding, Rabbi Yisrael, let's take a look now at Reb Tzadik and Sitkas HaTzadik. As they say, I mean, I did it my seder, but you'll see now. This is what Reb Tzadik is saying. Let's take a look at Reb Tzadik, Sitkas HaTzadik. By the way, Sitkas HaTzadik was the first sefer that Reb Tzadik wrote after he was Niskar to Chassidus. There's a whole host of writings, endless host of writings, but the sefer Sitkas HaTzadik, when he became a Chassid, the first sefer, it's called the first sefer of Chassidus that Reb Tzadik wrote. What's Sitkas HaTzadik? Mishim Misnaik says, Reb Tzadik, Afila b'chol divrei hirishus, b'tzorchei guftim b'kedusha. A person who sanctifies and is able to elevate even the mundane. Talk about a chosid, right? A chosid is able to be mekadish as gashmius, rotzaloi mishakol ma'asav l'shem shemayim. Everything he does, not only he puts on film, but even a dover rishus, he does l'shem shemayim. U'machnis b'hem avdes v'rotzen Hashem yizborach. And he's able, right? And he's able to be machnis even in a dover rishus. He makes an avoid out of a dover rishus. You can make an avoid as Hashem out of achila, out of shtia. You make a Hashem. Question is, what's your purpose when you're doing it? What's your kavanah? What's your intention? Like Hil v'Shamai, right? They would eat kol yom of the kovet Shabbos. He's eating on Sunday. He's eating on Monday. He's eating on Tuesday. Why is he eating kol yom of the kovet Shabbos? It's the intent. The intent is the kavanah. So these are tzaddikim. These are chassidim. These are people who are able to be mekadesh their gashmius through the purest of their machshavas and their kavanahs and their intent. Then the krochosit. Chosid means rotzaloimer. Shalav davikim medagdek al pishur esadin. Right? He doesn't only do exactly what halacha demands. V'zeh nikra now, therefore, b'chol levavcho b'shnei yitzarecho. What does it mean, b'shnei yitzarecho? How do you serve Hashem with your yitzahara? We can understand you serve Hashem with your yitzatoy. How do you serve Hashem with your yitzahara? Shetzadik, who he says, the tzadik is hakoy vishus yitzroi. The tzadik is a person who conquers his yitzahara. That's a lower level. Conquering your Yetzer Hara is a gewaldig thing, but for that you may only be a tzaddik. Chosid is a step above. What's a chosid? Avul zeh machnes kedusha gam b'chol chemdot ha-yetzer. Now, instead of sometimes subduing the Yetzer Hara, the chosid is fakered. The chosid, instead of being stam koivish as Yitzroi, what the chosid does is he takes the energy of the Yetzer Hara and channels it to kedusha, to avodas Hashem. So for us, if you are that type of a person, this is your level of avodas Hashem, lifnim mishur hadin, you are mekadesh everything, even dover harishus. Hashem yisborach mida keneged mida noisn kedusha b'chol ma sheyase. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives kedusha and everything he does. V'zoyche lahoytzi kedusha harbe min ayetahara daike. He is given the opportunity to be moitzi kedusha, to redeem kedusha, and to find kedusha in places where someone else would never find kedusha. The oz nikra, therefore, toiv moiz. See here, he's not telling you what. You have to know there's a medrash. The medrash says about bria toivam. Right, we find v'yal lekim is called toiv, and then there's toiv moiz. So the medrash said tachadal. And Rabbi Yosef Engel even has a shemuz. A different era. Toiv is the yetzer toiv. Toiv moiz is the yetzer hara. Why is toiv moiz the yetzer hara? So he points out because toiv moiz shu yosef mitoiv stam. Because the idea is because you can find treasures of kedusha that are trapped in certain places which are representative of the domain of the Yetzer Hara. You can find tremendous forces of Kedusha, and if you're a Zoichet to be in that Madrege and you're avoided, that's called Toiv Moed, because a regular Tzaddik works with his Yetzer Toiv alone, but the Yetzer Hara is dormant. His Kreif is the Yetzer Hara, but if you can take the Yetzer Hara as well, so now you have a double Kreif. Now you have double forces, you have a double army. It's not only the Yetzer Toiv that's working for you, but you're taking the energies of the Yetzer Hara as well, and you're utilizing the Yetzer also to be Moitzi Kedusha. That's Toiv Moitz. That's extra good. Taking the Ra itself, making it into Toiv. So Rav Tzadik Valzen Emar, this is a new Taich, fascinating Taich. The Mokim Shevala Tshuva Oimdim Ein Tzadikim Gimurim Yecholim Lamoiz. What he means is to say, a Bal Tshuva by definition means that before he became a Bal Tshuva, he was Chaitet. There was no Chaitet, then what is he doing Tshuva on, right? He became a Bal Tshuva because the Kadosh Baruch Hu brought a Michshol Tachas Yodoi. Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted him to lower himself right into the depths of illegal Mekoimis in order to revive and to be Moitze Kedusha from those Mekoimis. Tzadikim Gimurim, somebody who's just a Tzadik can do it. Chosid can do it. A Chosid can do it. So Tzadikim Gimurim Ein Michoel Mamoy. Mokim Shebala Tshuva. Why is he Bal Tshuva? Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu brought Michsholim to him. Right, to make him be choyte. If you have the mice with all the Mauritian, right? Mauritian was a chosid gadol. He normally would not be a roya carry. Why would he be a roya carry? Chosid gadol. Right, the mice of Leonsoy. Kadosh Baruch Hu made him do it, made this happen in order to be able to redeem sparks of Kedusha in the lowest of areas. So Tzadik himself would not be in that madrege, he had to be in the madrege of a chosid. That's what the mokin shemal chuvoim, them ain't Tzadikim giborim b'chuli, the Hashem Yizborach mazmin loy to call loy sumach sholem. An incredible thing to behold. The Kodesh Baruch Hu will be mazmen dafkit the call of the Mechsholim with Tzorach Tshuva the Kapara al Zeh. The Kodesh Baruch Hu will bring him into a matzev that he has to do Tshuva and Kapara, right? The Nikra Chet al Yedei Zeh Moitzi Yokor Mezoilo. And thereby he will remove the Yokor, the treasure that are to be found in those areas of Tumah. Aval Tzadik, but Stama Tzadik, She'ena Yoitzi Mishura Tzadin, but a Tzadik who basically, right, stands on the din, does not deviate in any way, doesn't do more, doesn't do less. He's basically sure tzadim. Kama shemizborach midi keneged midi misnagi moikain v'lo yu'una letzadik daike kol ovet. So you think in a funny way, the tzadik is more protected than the chosid. The tzadik, right, who does trickle the fishur tzadim, HaKadosh Baruch will not bring any mechshol on tachas yodai. But the chosid can handle it. The chosid HaKadosh Baruch gives an opportunity to do a type of avoida, right, that cannot be entrusted, right, in the hands of, quote, a simple tzadik. The Chosid was at a much higher Madrega, is able to lower himself in the lowest of the lowest and come out unhurt and come out pure and with a mission accomplished. Many people, right, go into deep, deep dark tunnels, try to find something, they never come out. Certainly the spiritual example, the same thing. People who lower themselves sometimes, right, in order for the sake of finding Kiddush in certain places of the Tzaytnish, right, they themselves become part of the area that they're trying to avoid. So this is the koyach. This is the koyach. If you begin of a chosid, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be mazmin to call us a mechsholim in order to bring out yokor mizoilo, to bring out the yokor, the pure, from the impure. V'lachein omer b'shabbos. See, now we go to the Gemara. See, the way we did it was very nice. We brought you to the Gemara. That's how we started. See, therefore, the Gemara says in Shabbos, Kuf Chav Zayin, he only brings his b'maisa the raw carry or it's a chosid. The maisa, right with that, chosid saw carry. Skip the brackets, we're going to leave it. You can leave that. You'll say, why is he called a chosid for? Now the Chazal making a point, he's a chosid. Why do we have to know that he's a chosid? Why do we have to know he was a chosid? He says, v'chein b'chol mokim sh'nikri kein yesh tam b'dover. That, by the way, that's another hallmark of Ritzodik. Ritzodik says, when you have a story in Chazal on Agadah, many times. I think I said it once in one of the drushes before Musav also. But for Derech Klal, most of the Farshim on Agadatah, we know Agadatah, Chazal don't tell us the stories. There's a message. But we think the message is, the whole story, the story, the essence of the story. But the minor details in the story, right, these are just players, to get to the message. The Tzaddik says that each and every detail, which seemingly seems to play no role in the Maisa, says the Tzaddik also has a bedavke why it is so, why these details are necessary. And the Tzaddik shows in every Inyan of Agadatah why every aspect of, not only that, but the Tzaddik points out that when a Agadatah is in a certain Masechta, he shows why it has a Shaykh bedavke that particular Masechta also. Different Agadatahs and different Masechtas. Like Kamtze Bakamtze Chorben Beis Hamikdash is Masechtas Gittin. The Tzaddik, because the same dissension, right, that causes divorce, when there is between husband and wife dissension, that's the same thing that caused the period between a Kodesh Baruch and Kol Yisrael. Same type of a situation. That's Masechtas Gittin. It's called the Chorben Beis Hamikdash, and so on and so forth. He goes through and explains that. So Tzaddik says, wherever it says Chosid and Shas, there's a reason also. The Gambeir, and now Tzaddik brings out Vermeza, brings us the second Gemara also, the Gemara Neirazin. Or the Marishan Chosid Goedel Hoya. And the Gemara says, Bishich Vazera, the Chosid Leonsoy. Chosid again. So you'll say, no, Chosid is loud out. I mean, Chosid is not the point here, right? Because obviously, when you learn the Maisa, we don't put emphasis. When you learn this Gemara, we didn't even notice that word, that there's a particular emphasis on the word Chosid. No! The Daikel of Chosid! It's essential to know, he says, we're talking about a chosid davke, because only for a chosid, these two maises can only happen, he says, to someone who's the madrega of a chosid. Hashem Yisbarach mazmin zeh, Hashem Yisbarach otaki prepares this, lehoitzi yokar mioilo, yokar oisi yeri. And ki yidum Arizal, as we know from Arizal, ki hanefoshes, he says, right, the tipei keri, the nefoshes, the nishomes, that are inherent, of course we cannot see them, we don't realize that, but the neshamas that are hidden and trapped in tipois keri, hem yoyser gedoylus mahayoytsin mezivus. Go understand that. Now, when a person in a legal way, right, lives with his wife, right, those neshamas that he brings down, is one madrega. A person's aroya keri, they are trapped neshamas, says Reb Tzaddik, and brings the Shem Arizal, which are on a much, much higher level. These neshamas need tikkun. These neshamas have to be elevated. These neshamas are waiting to be redeemed. And this mission can only be entrusted, he says, by people who are on the Madrega of Chosid. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu orchestrates it such, which is so beyond, just as you say, a snippet of the Arachayim HaKadosh. But look at these 5-6 lines of Arachayim HaKadosh. It's in Parshas Kesetze. He says, Ochen Yisoid HaDobor, he says, Arachayim HaKadosh says, Yisoid HaWal Pidivreim Zal, Chazal say, Sha'omru Shabhait Odomarishan Nishbu Kaman Ishomas Yikoris Biyat Sitar Akhra. On the Khait of Odomarishan, many Nishomas Yikoris, Tyra Nishomas were trapped by the Sitra Akhra, by the Sultan, by evil forces. The Haim Nishmas Hagerit. And they eventually become redeemed, and they become Gerit. Sayal Mahdi says, Kama Vikama Gidoila Oilam Boima Umas. How many great people came from Umas that were Magair themselves, right? Vikiv himself was a Ben Gerit. Reb Meir was a Ben Gair. The Rus Hamoviyah Techiah. The Kame Gedoyla Oilam. Shemaev Ataliyim Vunklus Agero Kele Rabois. That's one thing. In addition, says Arachayim HaKodesh. Listen to this. Oida Galaloch Soid Echot. Timtze Nishomet Ahoyra Devuka Benishomet Temeo. What the Tzaddik really is saying, as you see, goes back even much earlier, the idea, the concept. The Ein Koyach V'Tahara Lahatis HaTemeo. And pure forces don't always have the power to redeem those sparks of Kedusha, those Neshamas Kedushas, which are in Lehetis. Vihimunachas Shomar Eiz Droyer. And they remain trapped. These Neshamas Yikors remain trapped until the time of freedom. Teulmat ki yoitza bezem nishmas Rab Chanina ben Tradyoin. Okay, Orchaim HaKadosh is a famous thing, reveals us. Rab Chanina ben Tradyoin, which is one of the Asorah Heruge Malchus. Where was his Neshama from? Remember the mice of Dina? Shechem ben Chamoir, right? Who violated Dina? As he says, Kiromus Betevas, what does it say over there? Remember there when Shechem ben Chamoir, when the case was made that they should intermarry. And he said that Vaharetz, Rachvas Yudayim Lutnechem, that the land is very broad in front of both of you. In other words, it can carry both families. Rachvas Yudayim. Rachvas is Rosh Tevas, the Bechanina ben Fadim. Ramuz betevis rachavas yadayim gracious, as ka'omer b'divra mukubolim, which is known from the mukubolim. It's mentioned, by the way, in the Zohar Chai. It's mentioned Zohar Chodesh rather. Umatzinu, and we find shanefesh halazul ososom mifal toif b'shem. We find that when Shechem, right, when Shechem was medabik himself in Dina, it did not accomplish anything positive on Shechem. He didn't become a ger after that. So what happened? B'dina, he says, motza hanefesh mino. In other words, the sparks of Kedusha, which was in Shechem, which was Nishmas Rebbe Chanina ben Tradyan, was removed from him, was liberated through this Maisa Bia, through this encounter between Shechem and Dina. Dina removed the sparks of Kedusha from Shechem, which eventually became, as he points out, the Yotza, Kishadovak Bedina, Motza Hanefesh, he says, Mino, Motza Minas, Mino, the Nidbaka boy, Omra, he said, Tidbak Nafshoi Bedina, Neshoma became a Dubak in Dina. Just remember that klal, he says, keep that klal. So this is a common, you see, Yesoid, a common foundation, Yesoidus of Kabbalah. Kedusha is to be found every place, literally in every place, and in the lowest of places you'll find even higher levels of Kedusha, but they are trapped. And only someone, right, who has special koiches and special madregas and special powers are able to redeem those parts of Kedusha. As we saw from the Tzaddik, that you need a chosid godel. Now, Kodesh Baruch Hu will orchestrate and bring a situation in order to allow this chosid godel and give him the opportunity to be able to liberate those parts of Kedusha that have been trapped. Let's just conclude, and I believe this is going to be a wonderful idea just to conclude, which is from the Mori V'Shemesh again, because it's the theme that we're talking about. Let me tell you, in the late 1700s, in the early 1800s, the Mori V'Shemesh was known as Rav Kleinemann Kalmus Epstein. And he actually turned around the city of Krakow. You know, he made it into, it was extremely a misnagdisha city, totally, completely, from beginning to end. And he became the scribe of Hasidus. He was the Talmud Muvig of the Rebbe of Meilich, the Neumann of Meilich, and also the Chayz of Lublin. Rebbe of Meilich once passed through, and he saw him for the first time, and was so impressed by the Avodas HaKedusha that he saw by the Neumann of Meilich, he said that he has to go and meet him. He didn't have any money to travel, so he pawned his wife's jewelry. The whole story there, Shver was angry at him anyway. And he met up with the Rebbe of Meilich. The end of the story is that he became Mishtar Kachosev Rebbe Meilich. In the meantime, also, he visited a lot of the other great Manhige Yisrael Admoirim at the time. And he started the first Hasidic Minyan, if you will, in Krakow. The Rav of Krakow was the Odom Godel by the name of Rebbe Yitzchak Halevi, was very much against it. So he took his Bezin together. First of all, they warned him and they opposed it very strongly. And they put Rebbe Klemens Kalman actually in Cheirim. And actually, I have Tachas Yodi, I have the Nusach at home, I happen to have the Nusach of the Cheirim, you know, the way it was written against Rav Kleinemann Kalman. Klemens Kalman, the Moir V'Shemesh, is considered to be one of the really, really classical form of Hasidus. And he has this comment, by the way, from the Aryeh de Bayaloi. Okay, Rav Zaida, in case you didn't know that. The Aryeh de Bayaloi gives us comment. The Aryeh de Bayaloi was the item of the Yismach Moshe. Okay, with the item of the Yismach Moshe, the Aryeh de Bayaloi. His name was Lipschitz. The Aryeh Leibish Lipschitz, that was his name. But Chassid Shuv is Aryeh de Bayaloi. He was a Goyin Otsu Mo'id. And he writes on the Mori V'Shemesh, he says, Hu ploy, he says, he's a Pella. He says, Oyer Mufle Hafle Vofele. So the Shoyin is that he writes on the Mori V'Shemesh. So the Mori V'Shemesh gives us a little bit of a glimpse. I want you to take a look at it. And he gives us a glimpse on the relationship of Avraham and Sarah. We have a sickle idea, you know, how the Ovis HaGadoshim, you know, how they raised families, what type of a level, but that gives us a little bit of a better understanding, at least allows us a little bit to appreciate more what the Tzaddik is talking about, Chosid Godel, people like Odom Rishon, talking about Tanoim, Amoraim, and great people. So give me just a small agdoma. The whole thing is going to take another 5 minutes about, that's all. We'll do this piece fast, but let me just tell you. Sarah Imenu did not believe at first. It seemed unbelievable that she would be with child, and she said the lotion achre beloisi hoisa liedno, which means to say is after I've withered. In other words, at this old age, will I still have edno? Means will my skin still be fair? Right? I'm old. So the Mori V'Shemesh actually he puts forth the following yesoid, and this is an amazing thing. He said like this: he says every child, he says, is born. That is born, it consists basically of two parts. Number one, you have, of course, which is the spiritual component, which is the neshama, and then you have the physical component, which is the guf. However, so the Moreh B'Shemesh as follows. He says, the neshama becomes formed and created through the spiritual contribution that the parents make during their intimacy. In other words, the purity of machshava. In other words, when a child is born, and every person has a neshama, the level of neshama, the madrega of the neshama, how holy that neshama will be, depends on the contribution that the parents themselves make, the spiritual contribution, during the time of their intimacy, which means the purity of the machshavas that they have. On the other hand, the guf of the child, he says, becomes created through the physical element involved. The physical element that's involved. Two people get together. That creates the body. But the neshama that's involved, the machshava that's involved, that is what creates the machshava. Moreh B'Shemesh says that Avraham and Sarah at this stage of their life were one complete entity of ruchnius himmlishkeit, even regarding their physical bodily activities. He says, the Loshon will soon see, Zivugam hoi b'kdusha b'tahara b'li shum gashim yitzklau. I don't know how they did the act, because from a natural way it seems impossible without any. But he says, Zivugam hoi b'kdusha b'tahara b'li shum gashim yitzklau. Which means that the intimacy of Sarah and Avraham was devoid of any physical lust and taiva. In other words, the physical act was no more than mechanical. In other words, what it was a manifestation of a highly spiritual experience. That's really what it was, according to the Moreh B'Shemesh, as we'll see in his words over here. And therefore, Sarah could not understand how will he be capable of bringing into the world a physical bas of Adam. After all, achre b'loisi, meaning, my neshama's spiritual identity is completely one and alone. I don't have really a physical identity. I don't possess any independent physical identity in my life. So if so, hoisali edna, can I really lower myself into edna, means in the limitations of time? No, and vadoini zokein, my master Avraham Avinu zokein, ein zokne l'mishu kona chokhma. He's totally connected with spiritual elements of the world. How can he create a materialistic body? The neshama is fine. He can create neshamas. Hayach and neshamas, great neshamas. How do they create that? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I can do anything, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I can see to it that you, Avraham and Sarah, will not only create the neshama of a child, but also create the guf of the child. That's the idea. So let's take a look now very quickly in the Moreh B'Shemesh. Ravon the Sora is the Kenyan boy in Bayomim Kodal Yisla Sora Yechenoshim. Achli Beloisi Oisil Yedno, Madoni Zokim. Amoy Doshi Velecho. Baroy Lohovit. Eich Imenu Sora, what was her problem? Ti Echaz Vishol Machasora Samuna. I mean, if the Malach, right, promises that she'll have a child, was she really Chasora Samuna? Did she really had a deficiency in Amuna not to believe in the first Abayra? Shemoy, Sheyucha Litn Lo, Zera Abbe Zeknusam. I mean, what was so hard for her to understand? Is it so unbelievable that a Kodesh Baruch Hu should be able, right, to allow her to have a child, give her the ability to have a child even to old age? Kodesh Baruch Hu can do nisim in the floyus all the time. So he explained it was a different problem. It's not a problem of old age. On the Mapel Pikeim, and he explains, B'nei L'Farish, Ki Yedua Asha Zivik Tzorch Sheyeh B'Kedusha B'Tahara Ma'oidu B'Shimer Gadol. On the Mapel Pikeim, nevertheless, Min Hanimnahu L'Hamshich Neshama Atoyer Ma'olam Ha'Elyoin. But if you want to bring down a neshama into this world, you have to have some mixture of gashmi is bahazibu. You have to have a physical component also. Right? In spite of kedusha v'tahara, you also have to have the physical component. Because the guf of the child is created al yedei gashmi is hazibu. You can't bring down a neshama without a guf. So invariably, you're not only bringing down a neshama, you're bringing down a guf. The chelik guf needs gashmi to create guf, because guf is a gashmi. So the zivuk has to have a component of gashmi to create the chelik guf of the child that is to be born. In Avraham v'Sarah, but Avraham v'Sarah at this stage of their life, kvar nizdachichu gufa moid moid, they have purified their bodies extremely. They couldn't do it. What could they do at best? Bring down a neshama. But you can't bring down a neshama without a goof, because this is the way of the world. Neshama don't come down unless it's supposed to be embodied somewhere. Gimur b'zayir kol zayir kol. He says al poltik v'sanef she'shosu b'chorin she'malidim b'zevugim nishmat gerim. So they're bringing nishamas down. V'zayir shomar v'avron the soros v'keinim ein zokin l'chikon achochim. We're talking about the spiritual madrega. Zokin, we're talking about old age. Zokin is ein zokin l'chikon achochim. Zokin, if you take the word apart, zokin zekona. That's zokin. As they were advancing, they purified themselves even greater and greater. And we find the lotion by them that you don't find by the tzaddikim. You find boim b'yomim. The Kana here it says boim b'yomim now. So they purified their physical materialistic existence to become purely ruchnius. The zed, that's what the pasuk means. Chod aliyas l'sara oirach kanoshim. Ratzaloi mashloi hoyelot teva gashmi kishar noshim. She didn't have a teva gashmi kishar noshim. Lochein omra, therefore she says, if I am purely ruchnius, he says, how am I going to create the physical component of a newly born child? How would I bring that? Achre beloisi. Beloisi again means, when I am totally, when my identity is exclusive, ruchnius, beloisi means alone, rotzoloim remeloshim bilti, ubelodai, hainu, which means to say, she'ani belodai atzmi, she'neni bi, she'en bishum gashmis. What she is saying, I am totally spiritual, my identity is completely one and alone, it's not shared by any physical identity. So if so, hoiseli edno, edno is remeloshim idon, time, he says. How am I going to You cannot bring down a body, a physical body. How can ruchnius bring down gashmius? Rak al yedei kitzas ma gashmius ka'omur. V'zois hoise tmiya soremenu. She had a question on the physics of ruchnius and gashmius. How these work side by side in that harmony. How do these coincide in such a way where you have only ruchnius? So where do you have the ingredients of gashmius to bring down a goof of a newly born child? Which is Lashon Zman, I will bring you back into the real world, into the world of time. I will bring you back under this man. I will inject a little bit, I will give you this vaccine of Gashmias, and I'll inject some Gashmias into you, just enough. She is bona haguf ulisora bein. So when you see from here, you have Avram Besora doing the physical act, and yet it's only purely mechanical. To the point that according to the nature of that act, it is incapable of creating a physical body, human body. Because a physical act can bring down the shomis maybe, but cannot of the Ovis Agdoshim. So I thought that maybe this can be just a little bit of a different take in the issue with the Chosed Echad with Keri. Right? In other words, the emission of Keri from other Marishan, you know, and the Chosed was on the level of Avram Besora, was intimacy, it was just mechanical. In other words, the emission of Keri was a mechanical act. It was not Keri that comes out through lust and taiva, right? Which is a natural way of happening. The same way that Avram Besora could have zivug on a higher level, right? In a way that it's just a problem not to create a physical body. So you could have an emission of Keri on a higher level too, possibly. But that only happens to a Chosid Godel. So in fact, when it happens to a Chosid Godel, it's a manifestation of a highly spiritual experience, totally different. Because on the type of a level that you're talking about, Avram Besora. So this Rabbi Yisai will stay here for now. This is again another little bit of a glimpse, I say, from the hidden secrets as we see here in the Torah, and the great madrigas of the great people that we had, and the interpretations, I mean, of the great people and the great minds into many of the Gemaras and many of the episodes that we're familiar with. And Bez Hashem, next week we'll continue with it.